Hi, I'm Maurice. I'm an executive by day and a wild man by night.
Hi, my name is Phil. Most of my friends call me Big Phil.
I play guitar.
And I like lasers.
If you're looking for love, then listen up, because Jamie's in the joint. And the Dave Doctor is on the Damon Scott Show.
I am the aforementioned Damon Scott. Next to me, Gina J, getting ready to do her celebrity gossip in the second half of our hour. And next to her, every Friday, our guest is the Date Doctor, founder of Got5Minutes.com, a love expert who today will be talking about...
I have been hearing all kinds of ridiculous, stupid mistakes that women are making in their new relationships. So I just have a bunch of random tips for these
women. Like in the grocery store and somebody's like, Date Doctor?
Doesn't happen.
I mean, you've even heard
them.
I'm like, I don't, nobody tells me about their new relationship story.
A lot of it comes through our Facebook page, but I hear it everywhere.
So what are you going to do to fix this?
I am just going to shoot off these random tips to women, and I am going to hope and pray that somebody listens to my advice.
Hold on. Gina, take notes.
All right.
You ready, Gina?
Yes.
Don't over-nurture your guy in the beginning. They're not looking to date their mother. So if you're making them chicken soup when they're sick and you're ironing their clothes and you're picking up their dry cleaning, it becomes disgusting and you turn into their mother, and that's not sexy. A lot of women think that if they're nurturing, the guy's going to be like, oh, how can I live without that? And you know what? They can. They have a mother. They don't need that.
Tip two.
Say what you really want. This drives me crazy. Women are saying, oh, I just want a casual relationship. I just want to take it slow, because they actually believe that if they say anything different, they're going to scare the guy away and he's going to go running. And what they're really doing is they're sending a message. Oh, I'll just have casual sex and you don't have to commit to me. And the nice guys that want a relationship are thinking, oh, I don't know about that. And they're losing them.
Any of these ringing true, Gina?
I'm not saying a word.
All right. Let me vacuum that for you while I tell you about the three kids we're going to have.
There are women that actually believe that they can lock the guy in with great sex. And I want you to know it's wrong. You need to lock the guy in first, and then you can reward it with the great sex and the relationship can grow. But if they're on the fence and they're not sure and you think that that's going to entice them, they are likely going to run, because they have more respect when they have the commitment before the sex. Unless you're just looking for fun, casual sex. Why does she look like she's going to shoot me?
I'm listening.
We're talking with the Date Doctor on a little random tips on how not to screw it up again.
One of the most unsexy things is jealousy. So if you're out with a guy and he like notices somebody and says, oh, isn't she cute? Or might like make a fun comment without being like totally obscene. You're better to go, oh yeah, she really is cute, than to say, what do you mean she's cute? I don't think so, blah, blah, blah. That jealousy is so unsexy and so unattractive that it's going to turn the guy off. The difference between girls and guys being jealous is that when a guy becomes jealous, it actually gets creepy and it starts to feel controlling, and that's a red flag and you want to run from that.
All right. Last tip from the Date Doctor.
Some of these women are like overgivers, and they start thinking when they're dating somebody, they start to imagine, gee, could I fit into his life? Could I move into his house? Could I get into his routine? And I want to say to women, keep your own life, your own hobbies, your own routines, and imagine that a guy will fit into your life, because it's a lot more attractive when you hold on to the things that are important to you as opposed to willing to sacrifice them so quickly to fit into the guy's world.
Tonight's sold out, right?
But I have a lot of people that are just stopping and going to have a drink with me and hope that maybe they can get in standby. So we'll be hanging out. We have the big room at the back of Wooden Tap in Hartford tonight, so you can come in and say hi.
What time is that?
Starts at 7.
Oh, you better get moving then if you're going to go. If not, you can always find out upcoming events or ask the Date Doctor questions at the following address.
Got5, that's the number 5minutes.com.